Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Leah.
Hi, Ben and Nate. I'm almost 27 years old with a bachelor's in interpreting. I am choosing not to disclose in which language.
Okay.
All right. I've worked in my field for 5 years. I have a 3.95 GPA. Nice. And no clue where to start when it comes to the LSAT or even if I should go to law school. I want to study law because I am, first of all, crazy.
Okay.
Semicolon. Second, I am a voracious reader and writer.
Voracious?
Voracious? What did I say?
Voracious.
Voracious. Voracious. Sorry. Third, I'm just a nightmare ready to fuck up some labor law or public defense work, but most likely labor law. I'm not sure what you mean by that, but okay. Above everything, I want a full ride to Michigan. You're not even sure whether you want to go to law school, but you seem to be very motivated by the prestige of a particular school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My question is this possible if my bachelor's is from an easy A university? I know I worked my ass off in school. I know learning a new language and interpreting skills was hard as shit because I killed myself to do it. I chose my college because of its rare and reputable interpreting program. But now I'm concerned the rest of the college's reputation will hurt me. Love listening to the pod. You guys are great. Who cares about this college's reputation?
It's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt you. You have a 3.95 GPA. Dean Z, we've talked about Dean Z on the Thinking LSAT podcast and probably on this podcast as well. Dean Z, the dean of Michigan Law, has told us through her YouTube channel that they look at GPA for two reasons. One, it indicates that you are capable of doing the work of college, you know, you're good at school, essentially. Two, it helps them in the rankings. So the fact that it's Easy A University has nothing to do with the rankings whatsoever. 3.95 is a 3.95 according to the rankings. So Dean Z throws that totally out the window. Do you think Dean Z looks at a 3.95 and says, I'm worried about your, you know, oh, but it was from Easy A University. I don't think you can handle it here.
No. This is, of course, a soft factor. Yeah, 3.95 from Yale versus a 3.59 from some no-name university.
Right.
Makes a soft factor difference, but not anything that they fundamentally care about. You got to focus on the hard factors, which is GPA and LSAT.
Yeah. And if you show up with the right LSAT, then Dean Z is going to go, well, that matches, you know, I mean, I think you're going to need the 171, right? We were just on Thinking LSAT talking about somebody who had gotten a bigger than expected scholarship with exactly Michigan's median LSAT of 171. If you show up with a 171 or higher, Leah, and that 3.95, I don't think Easy A University is going to hurt you at all. And who knows? Weird shit can happen. People sometimes get denied at, you know, better schools, or sometimes some offers are going to be more than you expected. Some offers are going to be less than you expected. But get the very best LSAT you can and shoot your shot.
Yeah. I would say the LSAT's going to be great for you, because if you don't do well on the LSAT, then that's an indication that you shouldn't go to law school, right? And that's true for everybody, but you're not even sure whether you want to go to law school. Well, at the very least, crush the LSAT. If you don't crush the LSAT well enough to get into Michigan, you should forget this journey. Also consider the book, Don't Go to Law School Unless. You might benefit a lot from that.
Yeah. Let's see how crazy you actually are by grinding it out on the LSAT.
Yep.
I love the interpreting stuff. That sounds like a really interesting personal statement to me.
Sure.
You could talk about your college and that program. You know, you could pump up that program, since that is what you studied and you work in that field. So you can come at it as like, I'm a professional interpreter. I went to this school. I got really great grades. I kick ass at what I do. Now I'm going to come in and do labor law. My language skills match perfectly. I mean, this all adds up, and the crazy part adds up a lot too, but we'll see if that's true, because we'll see whether you do what it takes to get yourself something in the 170s.
Yep. Thanks for writing. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.